Diamond Houston is a Doctor of Public Health student at Walden University. She attained her Master of Public Health degree from Morehouse School of Medicine in Atlanta, Georgia, and her Bachelor of Science in Maternal and Child Health Education from Howard University in Washington, D.C. Ms. Hansen resides in her hometown of Milwaukee, where she currently serves as a Core Area Program Coordinator for Education, Education and Careers for High School Students. In November 2015, Ms. Hansen will indeed transition to the position of Wraparound Care Coordinator, one of Wisconsin's largest nonprofit human services agencies. She'll oversee and work with youth and their families to provide coordination of education, mental health treatment services, crisis management, intervention, and advocacy, while ultimately improving their quality of life. You mean busy. Very busy. Ms. Hansen continues to embrace opportunities that hone her experience in serving youth and families while bridging the many aspects of public health. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Rivito. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all about such an important women's health topic. Today's topic, association between obesity and high-risk human papillomavirus infection among women in the United States from 2009 to 2010. I would like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Lee Kaplan from Morehouse School of Medicine, Dr. Alec Crosby, who's in the audience from Morehouse School of Medicine and the CDC, and Dr. Ijama Azanobi from Morehouse School of Medicine as well. There are no financial gains or conflicts of interest associated with this presentation. Here's an overview of the presentation. Here is a brief overview of the learning objectives, which I'll also cover in the research questions. Background. To begin with, cervical cancer is the third most commonly diagnosed cancer and the fourth leading cause of cancer death in women worldwide. It primarily occurs in the cervix, in the cells that line the cervix, and will be responsible for about 13,000 new cancer cases and 4,100 deaths this year in the United States. HPV is a necessary cause of cervical cancer and infects the human skin and moist membranes and can also cause head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. There are over 200 types of HPV, 40 of which are transmitted sexually, and the two main types, high-risk HPV and low-risk HPV. This study specifically focuses on high-risk HPV. While HPV is a known risk factor of cervical cancer, obesity has also been investigated as a risk factor. Obesity is a major global epidemic which has been seen over the past several decades. It's characterized by excess body fat, and as we all know, BMI is the commonly used screening test, and obesity also disproportionately affects some racial and ethnic groups more than others. Here you'll see a chart classifying BMI. Underweight, normal weight, overweight, and obese, which has class 1, 2, and 3 obese. So, as I stated, certain racial ethnic groups are still disproportionately affected by cervical cancer. Specifically, minority women are at the greatest risk of dying from cervical cancer, which means that factors other than screening may be the underlying relationship between obesity and cervical cancer. This study will contribute significantly to the current literature on obesity and HPV infection while exploring deeper into the racial and ethnic disparities. If an association is found between obesity and HPV among certain races or ethnicities, this may serve as an explanation for the cervical cancer disparities that exist. Additionally, this could lead to the development and implementation of targeted health education and promotion programs using obesity reduction as a way to decrease HPV infection and ultimately cervical cancer death. The purpose of this study was to determine if there is an association between obesity and high-risk HPV among adult women in the United States. The secondary research questions were to determine if the association exists when stratified by race and ethnicity. And lastly, if using other measures of obesity impacts the ability to observe an association by race and ethnicity. Now to the review of literature. So, Tan et al. Examined BMI in head and neck squamous cell carcinoma risk by HRHPV serology. Unfortunately, they found no association between obesity and overall risk of HNSCC in the entire sample or among HPV seropositives. Liu et al. Determined if obesity was independently associated with HPV DNA detection or subsequent loss of detection. Unfortunately, they found no significant difference in new HPV infections between obese and non-obese women. Additionally, they found there were no significant associations between obesity and HPV when analyzed by race and ethnicity. And lastly, Zhang et al. Determined if there was a relationship between obesity and high-risk HPV overall. They found that women with HRHPV had a lower BMI compared to normal weight women. They also found that overweight and obese women had a lower prevalence of high-risk HPV. As far as the conceptual model, mechanisms involving the effects of obesity on growth factor production relating adiposity to cancer risk is the proposed mechanism that best fits this study. Now to the methodology. So the 2009-2010 NHANES data set was used for this study because it was the last year in which vaginal HPV specimens were collected. Our study population included 1,921 women. We decided to exclude women who were pregnant at the time of screening, who were not screened for vaginal HPV, high-risk HPV, and who did not have an interpretable result from the high-risk HPV test. The independent variable was BMI, and we also considered weight and waist circumference. Waist circumference was categorized as having a low or high waist circumference. Weight was a continuous variable, and our dependent variable was high-risk HPV exposure. Our covariates included age, race, ethnicity, educational attainment, marital status, income to poverty ratio, HIV and herpes simplex virus 2 status, age at first sexual encounter, ever having vaginal, anal, or oral sex, the frequency of having vaginal, anal, or oral sex without the use of a condom, the number of lifetime male sexual partners, ever having an STD, contraceptive use, number of births or parity, the number of alcoholic drinks consumed, as well as current cigarette use. Data was analyzed using Microsoft Excel in SPSS version 22. A univariate analysis was performed to describe the population and obtain the frequencies and percentages for all covariates. A bivariate analysis was used to determine if there was an association between obesity and HRHPV when stratified by race and ethnicity. And significant p-values were reported as p is less than 0.05. A multivariable logistic regression was conducted to determine if this association remained when controlling for all other factors. And an adjusted odds ratio estimates and 95% confidence intervals were generated to control for confounding. So, now to the results. The women in my study were more likely to be between the ages of 18 to 30 years old, non-Hispanic white, married, up to 300% below the federal poverty level, had attended some college or obtained an associate's degree. They were also more likely to be HIV and HSV2 negative, never had an STD, had sex for the first time between the ages of 15 and 21, had vaginal, anal, and oral sex, always had these types of sex without the use of condoms, had 1 to 5 male sexual partners, did not use oral contraception, had between 1 and 3 births, had an average of less than 5 drinks on any occasion, and currently used cigarettes. This table displays the distribution of measures of obesity by high-risk HPV, and as you can see, there was no significant difference between the two. This table shows the logistic regression comparing measures of obesity by high-risk HPV. I control for all covariates because they were significant in the chi-square analysis. And as you can see, BMI and waist circumference by HPV infection were not significant. Also, note that the confidence interval for obese is so large because we incorporated class 1, class 2, and class 3 obese. And furthermore, for both logistic regression models, weight was not included because waist circumference and BMI were better measurements. This table shows the logistic regression of high-risk HPV and measures of obesity stratified by race and ethnicity. I created subsample data sets for each racial and ethnic group and control for each of the covariates. There was no significant association between black, white, other Hispanic, and other race, women of other races. However, there was an association among Mexican-American women who were obese and who had a waist circumference greater than or equal to 88 centimeters. Those who were obese were less likely to be HPV positive than normal weight women. And also, those who had a waist circumference greater than or equal to 88 centimeters were less likely to be HPV positive than women with the waist circumference less than 88 centimeters. So overall, there was no association between obesity and high-risk HPV infection. However, Mexican-American women who were obese and who had a waist circumference greater than or equal to 88 centimeters were less likely to be high-risk HPV positive. So research surrounding this association remains inconsistent. So this study did provide some strengths and limitations. First, this study represents one of the few to look for the overall association between obesity and HPV. In addition to mine, as well as my co-author's knowledge, this is the very first study to utilize a population-based data set to obtain subjects, which, as we know, increases the external validity of the study and as a result can be representative of larger populations. Some of the limitations, body fat percentage was not used in the study, and body fat percentage has been used as a better measurement, especially for minority populations. Unfortunately, NHANES only included measurements from the triceps and subscapular regions only. And with a body fat percentage, you really want to look at an area, one being the prelate area. And also, women with a history of cervical cancer were excluded from this data set. In conclusion, since we found that being mildly obese was protective among Mexican-American women, there are no appropriate policies that should be recommended based on this unique finding. However, public health professionals and healthcare providers are still needed to assess what the counseling and health education relating obesity to HPV. And although the findings suggest that there's no association between obesity and high-risk HPV, it would be useful, again, to study body fat percentage and HR-HPV infection in women. Furthermore, research is needed to provide a better understanding as to why obesity is protective in certain racial and ethnic groups, such as Mexican-American women, and to also assess the factors that influence this relationship. I would like to acknowledge my committee and co-authors, Dr. Azanobi, Dr. Kaplan, Dr. Crosby, again, who are sitting in the audience, and a special thanks to the Morehouse School of Medicine, Master of Public Health Program, faculty and staff who are also in the audience. Thank you.